step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Well, it's the first day of fall.
Yeah.
We have that.
That's about all we had to report this morning.
Feels like fall, sweater weather. Ooh. I know some people are happy about that. Other than that, it's going to be a crap show today.
Yeah.
So, don't be downtown if you're not going to need to be downtown.
But you're listening to Tony Dwight and Dave Jennings, now available in Pumpkin Spice.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Right.
Just because, it's just for fall, ooh. News Radio 840 WHS, we're the only show that they're allowing to do a pumpkin spice flavor with.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Will Clark, 6'8".
And a half.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, Will Clark, but yes. Vanetti Sasquatch idea has kind of taken some wheels, man.
Yeah,
Sausaritas.
Yeah, we've got a sponsor. Interest. We've got a sponsor.
They're showing interest
wait,
in being
wait,
the
sausage. You're telling me I get some tacos out of this?
Possibly.
That and some cash. We're looking to get you a talent fee for Sasquatch because there's only one Sasquatch, and that's you.
But think about it being the Sausarita Sasquatch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Sasquatch. I got to take care of a German Shepherd. You all talk.
Okay, that's okay. He's okay.
That old story.
He was, you should see it right before the show. He starts to speak German to the dog. See, you can hear it.
Is that like seeing a man about a horse? I've got to go take care of this German Shepherd?
No, he's talking to the German
Drop
Shepherd.
Drop the kids off at the pool? Whatever.
It's the only German that he knows. And now he's left. He's left me with a deadly German Shepherd that doesn't like Italians. Oh, wait, that was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to say his last dog didn't like anybody.
Yeah, Mick didn't like anybody.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true, especially Italians. All right.
Mick was kind of like the Bobby Petrino of dogs. He hated everyone equally.
Don't you take on the personality of your parents? Isn't that what happens?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's
Thank
true.
Thank you for answering that.
Good point. I don't like people.
That's exactly right.
But here's the thing with Lemmy, though. Lemmy, he doesn't like animals, and I love animals, so he didn't get that trait from me. Hey, Sparky.
Okay, so today, Will Clark, they are they've cordoned off a square. Do we know exactly what streets are cordoned off?
From Market to Broadway and from 2nd to 9th. So basically the entire downtown area.
Okay.
And there are only four places that you can get into downtown and four places you can get out. The inbound, since we're still kind of in morning drive, 2nd and Jefferson, 9th and Chestnut, 8th and Market, 7th and Broadway, and you will have to prove that you are either living in that area or have legitimate business. And then there are four outbound lanes for this afternoon, 9th and Jefferson, 2nd and Chestnut, 3rd and Market, 4th and Broadway. Everything else, there's either a fence, a dump truck, a concrete barrier, or some combination thereof blocking.
You know what this is like? We've just created Baghdad in the green zone.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the good news is, according to that square, the red square, no pun intended.
red square.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. Bernal's by the Bridge should be open and accessible.
Yeah, Main Street's open. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Here's the deal. So I'll relate this to a meeting I was in years ago when I was working for the Fox, and they called everyone together, and they said, look, we're going to run down the marketing plan for all of the radio stations.
Yeah.
And I was working for two radio stations at the time. And I sat and waited and waited and waited, and the meeting ended. And I was like, looked at my other partner at the time. I was like, they didn't get to our stations. And then so I went to the boss, and I said, hey, you didn't cover our station. And the boss said, well, that's because those are the bottom three stations, and we didn't do a marketing plan for them. So I said, oh, great. I said, great, all right. So this square is letting everyone know this is the businesses that we care about.
Yeah.
So if you're just outside this little square, really kind of don't care about you.
Maybe next time you should be the Yum Center.
Right. Thought you'd save a little money by getting a couple blocks away, huh? Well.
Well, but here's the kicker on the square of doom that we'll call it.
Yeah.
Inside of that is Jefferson Square Park, which is still being authorized as a protest zone. So apparently when the decision is made and you're going there to express your First Amendment rights peacefully.
Mostly.
As you should be. Yes.
Mostly peacefully.
You could still get to Jefferson Square Park and assemble and do your thing. That only once the decision is made. Because then you can go in there and express your feelings one way or another, however the decision is. Because despite the number of text messages I've gotten and tweets and whatnot, I don't know what it is. I don't know when it's going to happen. Daniel Cameron doesn't ever call me, and he probably never will.
He just texted me.
Mm. I wonder because I ran it. They're keeping this a secret, even though we all know it's the worst. When you're setting up barricades, we all kind of know what the answer is.
When you set up the demilitarized zone, right, something's right. going to happen.
Something's
going
to happen. But I ran into somebody last night. We were walking in the park, and this person would have to know because it has to do with nurses and doctors. And we ran into him, and he said, no, I've talked to the governor and both Daniel Cameron, and they're saying they're telling nobody anything. I wonder how they kept the grand jury, quiet since yesterday.
Well, normally what they do in a situation like this is the grand jury will come in, they will submit the decision.
Yeah, right.
And then right after the decision, they're immediately – they. Kill them.
Oh.
So
that way no one.
No, right, no, that's
answer.
A Russian grand jury. Mm. I think in America we just put them up at a hotel.
Oh, and take their phones away.
Hang on, Will. I'm on a Russian
You're on
site.
The wrong page.
I'm on the Russian Wikipedia site.
Okay. Right.
Hang on. Let me see. Hang on. Okay. Boy, that's embarrassing. That's
yeah.
Embarrassing. Okay. Normally what they do is.
You've got a dot Putin site there, yes.
Once the decision is made, then they're just sequestered. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's. Okay.
Well, you were trying to donate to Trump's campaign. It took you directly to a Russian site.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So that's a problem.
Sequestered, executed. There's a difference there.
Yeah, tomato, potato.
Most common rumors are between 2 and 4 this afternoon. Those are the most common things being bantied about, so to speak.
What it's worth, there are no, so far, and I'm checking our news inbox right now, there are no advisories, press releases, notices of any sort. Typically when the grand jury reports its findings, it is the most anticlimactic day in court because it's the grand jury is not there. The clerk brings in a box of the grand jury's decisions. It's as mundane as it gets. They'll read the docket number, such and such, so-and-so v. Commonwealth or Commonwealth v. so-and-so. We, the grand jury impaneled by the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the County of Jefferson, find true bill, no true bill. That's it. They sign it. Judge says, okie dokie. They move on to the next docket.
I'm wondering whenever it is, and I'm hearing a lot this 2 o'clock today, too, but I've also heard tomorrow. I wonder if they will say details of the case. If they will disclose those to the public when they make the announcements.
Ooh, great question.
Say, you know, such and such had GSR on their hands,
right.
And this happened, and that happened.
I think what will happen there is it's going to depend on what the decision is. Is if it's going to proceed with a prosecution, then a lot of that will come out in the course of the trial, and we'll just have to wait.
Right.
If there is no – if they find that they're not going to prosecute – I think then at that point it may become subject to open records, and I think you're going to see every newsroom in the city filing an open records request about 10 feet tall to get everything.
Everyone's going to want to know why if they don't, so they need to share the details.
Well,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but don't we already understand it won't matter? Facts won't matter in this.
But everybody wants to know. And I think it's our job as this station, among others, and the other news outlets in town to put forth the facts that Daniel Cameron was working with for the last 4 or 5 months. I think we're all entitled to see what he was working with that took this amount of time to get to a resolution.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want it over.
Yeah.
I just want to move on with my life. I mean, I'm from here, so I'm not moving. But I know a lot of people that are moving to Simpsonville and Henry County and all of these counties outside because they're like, I ain't dealing with this anymore. I'm gone. So the fallout is already happening. No matter what happens in the next 48 hours, I think that the damage is already done. Now, I hope we don't add to it and we finish off downtown, which would be awful. But I think the damage is already done, and I think people that have small kids are rethinking, man, do I even want my kids to grow up in this town? And they're, oh, Vinay, you're being negative. What?
No.
Look, record number of murders, record number of carjackings. Yep. People can't get their unemployment. And taxes are ridiculous. At some point, you've got to look at yourself and go, my kids are 15 and 17, I'm from here, I'm not moving. I get that.
Right.
But somebody else has got small kids, man, I'd be like, looking at your wife going, what are we doing?
The house next door to us sold before it was even listed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out in Oldham County, yeah.
There's plenty of room over here in Indiana. We've
that's
got
casinos. Yeah,
that's what I said to Tony, and then Tony made the comment.
Yeah. Dwight said that before the show, and I said the Indiana people are going, whoa, hang on, slow down.
You're good.
Slow down, Louisville people trying to move over here.
Now, see, I'm okay with that if people come over here, because then the tax base gets bigger, and that pothole on my street gets filled faster. So come on over.
Well, all we hear out of our mayor's office constantly is deficit, deficit, deficit. All we hear out of Indiana is surplus, surplus, surplus.
It's true.
Boy, I'm telling you, man.
It's true.
Mayor Mike, Mike Moore?
Yeah, Moore, Jeffersonville.
God, that guy. I tell you, Indiana, they were
thinking about $2 billion worth of projects going on.
They
over there.
Used to be the butt of Louisville jokes.
It's true.
I don't know why this happens. New Yorkers, they joke on Jersey. They're just a stone's throw across the bridge, and they jerk around on Jersey. Cincinnati, they jerk around on Kentucky. They're just a stone's throw away from
Kentucky. We have the airport.
Right.
Shut up.
And so we would make fun of Indiana. But I got to tell you, Indiana, y'all got it going on.
Yeah, get more house over there, too. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 48 hours, but I think, again, we're going to have to – you try to accomplish as much as you can, and then this is why you got to pay attention to what the mayor is doing. I voted for the mayor 3 times, but now I'm starting to revisit all of the decisions that were being made behind the scenes for the last 10 years, and you're like, this just doesn't happen. Okay, all this stuff just doesn't happen. There are decisions that lead up to shortening of the police department, not believing in the police department. These little stories that now you're looking back at, you go, now that makes sense.
Yep.
Let's not forget, as this goes forward, that a lot of what got us to this point was on Steve Conrad's watch. And he's not going to be here to deal with the seeds he sowed.
Yeah, but he wasn't really the police chief, as you know.
Right. His strings led to a guy by the name of Greg Fisher.
No, but his name was at the top of the letterhead.
Sure. No, that absolutely. Is true. Absolutely. And I always wondered why he didn't just come out and go, well, you know what? Now that I'm fired, blah, 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 blah. Which also makes me wonder, you know?
We will have everything for you. Okay, so whatever goes down, we will have it for you. Please keep it where you have it. Don't go away. We'll have all the information ready to rock.
Again, to reiterate, despite what you may be seeing on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, whatever places you get your information. I don't know why Dwight's getting information on Grindr, but whatever.
That's
working for him.
That's where I get my news. Cowboy 234 just sent me the most. Oh my! Don't open that one.
But it's to the best of our knowledge, there is no decision available right now. There is no timetable for a decision to be announced. There is no time set. Everything that you are seeing involving a time frame, and we've seen them all too, the 2 to 4 range this afternoon. Is all just a rumor. No one from the Attorney General's office, the governor, the mayor, LMPD, the clerk's office that handles the grand jury, no one has said anything. So as soon as we know, we will pass it on. But as of now, a decision can still be listed as pending, but there is no time set, and we don't know what it is.
You can always, speaking of social media, check in with any of us on social media and give us some feedback or a comment. And Jennifer Lopez just did that on social media.
Oh.
She says, guys, love the show now that it's available in pumpkin spice.
Oh, beautiful.
What did A-Rod spice say?
Oh, it was a different J-Lo.
Oh.
Yeah. Different Jennifer.
Not a,
Not that one.
And here's somebody else. Brianna saying, I'm trying to sell my house in Louisville. Can you hold off? Okay, no, never mind. All right.
Oh,
the value. She's saying the value is dropping. Stop calling. Sell my house. Okay, Brianna, we'll stop. We'll stop.
Sasquatch, your outfit's being made as we speak. You will be the Salsarita Sasquatch, I promise
yes.
you.
Yes.
So all just
right.
get
well,
ready
let me,
for that.
Let me know when you need the address to send the tacos over.
I got you. You got it, buddy. All right, man.
All right.
Back after this. Yesterday was a horrific day for the market. The futures look flat. We'll find out more from the Bloomberg Money Minute coming up next. So keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is News Radio 840 WHAS.
I'm going to play the role of Rick Pitino right now.
He lay dying. A little Ford XD right here.
He said I hate you.
Oh, boy.
And I hope your soul goes straight to hell.
What a happy
Hoyt
guy.
Hoyt Axton was such a...
God, what country music was manly.
Hoyt Axton was just such a fun-loving guy.
Hang on, let me hear this.
Okay. I'll never tell. He want it for my horses. All I'm asking.
You know what?
Well,
when men were men and country was country, music.
You're damn right.
Something like that.
You're damn right. Willie Nelson wrote a song one time that said, And there's a reason why we're playing.
Yes, there
Hoyt
is.
Axton. We will get to that.
Yes.
By the way, you were talking about manly country. There was a Willie Nelson song that he wrote called Sweet Something Revenge, and he said, "I hope a train from Caribou, Maine, runs over your new love affair." You walk the door. You walk the floor from door to door, pulling out your peroxide hair.
All right, I'm going to play the role of Rick Pitino.
Okay, do that.
On the 35th anniversary of Farm Aid, you're riding downtown. Come on,
you're better than that.
September 22nd, 35 years ago, Farm Aid happened in Illinois, I believe.
You're correct.
Yes.
Memorial Stadium in Illinois. The crowd was 80,000 people.
Yep. It was obviously an answer to farmers. Family farms were going out of business. They were getting gobbled up by corporations, and corporations were just combining all of the farms and using basically it was a bad deal in the late 80s. And it helped for a while, but obviously farms are in trouble still.
This song, Southern Man, is the reason that Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote Sweet Home Alabama in response to this song.
Pretty sure they wrote it in like five minutes, too.
Here's another fact about Farm Aid, where today is the 35th anniversary, as Tony said. Today was the first time that we ever saw what came to be known as Van Hagar. Or Sam Halen, if you will.
Oh, really?
It was the first public appearance of Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen joining together for a short set with Van Halen. Dave Lee Roth was out of the band. They were singerless. Sammy stepped in. It was the first time we ever saw anything of Sam Hagar.
This is John Mellencamp's Rain on the Scarecrow. This is from A-ha.
It's not from that album, actually.
Oh, it's not?
The one after that. Can't think of the name of it, but...
Name of what?
The name of the
Mellencamp album that came after...
Uh-huh.
after was...
It's a black and white cover. He's leaning on a fence.
Yeah.
It's got Rumble Seat on it. And...
Golly, what was the name of that album? People out there are yelling at the radios right now.
This is a very powerful song, and the video is even better because it shows all these family farms that are going out, that were going out of business, and they were getting auctioned off, and these scenes of these people watching other people buy their stuff.
Scarecrow.
And buy their farms. Oh, the name of the album is Scarecrow?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
But again, the family farms were going out of business. They did this Farm Aid, and everyone came running. It started with Willie Nelson and then expanded to who?
It started with Willie Nelson. Listen to this lineup on this very first Farm Aid, guys. Alabama, Hoyt Axton, which we just heard coming in. On the road again.
On the road again.
Think about Hoyt Axton was... He was an okay singer, but he was a great actor.
Awesome actor.
You know, so, I mean, you hear him on the radio, like, yeah, what accent, but you see him, like, shh, we're watching
if you're not, if the picture's not coming in your head, he was the dad in Gremlins.
Okay, so here we go. Alabama, Hoyt Axton, the Beach Boys, Bon Jovi, Jimmy Buffett, Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, David Allen Coe,
oh my God.
John Conley, who I love. Straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Charlie Daniels Band, John Denver, Bob Dylan, John Fogerty, Foreigner, Vince Gill, Vern Gosden, Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, my gosh.
Sammy Hagar, Merle Haggard, Daryl Hall, Emmylou Harris, Don Henley, Waylon Jennings.
Wow.
Billy Joe, Randy Newman, who sticks out like a sore thumb in this lineup, but good for him.
Yeah.
George Jones, Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh, my God.
Chuck E's in love. Oh, there's some John Conley.
Was this a two-day event or something?
There's John Conley. Listen to this, man. From Kentucky, and he used to be we embalm the dead bodies. What's it called?
Embalming?
No, yeah, but mortician. Funeral.
An embalmer?
Embalmer? Yeah, but there's like a mortician, or is that what it's called?
You take what he's doing and put at the end. That's what you do.
Mortician-er. But listen to his voice. To think that this voice was being wasted on dead bodies while he was embalming them, going, singing along, and nobody was hearing but the dead
does
people.
Does this list now say, okay, this would be on the list if you could go back in time in the DeLorean and go to one concert?
This would be it, because we're not even halfway done. B.B. King, Carole King, Kris Kristofferson. Now, remember, this is 1985. What movie was big in 1985? Back to the Future?
Yes.
Huey Lewis.
Oh, there we go.
Huey Lewis was there. Loretta Lynn, John Camp Cougar Mellon, Roger Miller, Joni Mitchell, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Willie Nelson, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers,
wow.
Charlie Pride, Bonnie Raitt, Lou Reed, Kenny Rogers, Brian Setzer, Sissy Spacek, Tanya Tucker, Eddie Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, Deborah Winger, Neil Young.
Deborah Winger?
Yeah.
And Sissy Spacek. I guess they were just there.
Sissy Spacek was there probably because she had just played in the 80s. What's her
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, that's, sure.
That's more hits than Lou Reed.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
She did a movie with Mel Gibson about a family farm at that time also.
Lou Reed came out and sang Take a Walk on the Wild Side 7 times. That's not true.
Yeah, what else does he have?
It's not true. That's not true. It's not true. I'm sorry. He could have done some Velvet Underground songs, I guess.
Well, I was born to call. America has 43%, almost half, of all the farmable land in the world. And we can't figure out how to work it all and work it well.
Yes, we can if we let us grow weed.
That's true. But I
stop putting corn in our gas tanks.
This morning, at least they're getting paid for it, dude. I read this morning where 100,000 family farms have gone out of business in the last 10 years. 100,000 family farms.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
That is really sad.
And here's the thing that's really sad about that. Farming is one of the most brutal jobs
oh my
you
gosh.
Could ever have. You could sweat and you work your fingers to the bone. It's a bloody hard. It's a hard on your knees, back, everything. It's just it's a horrible job. And they go out and they do it day after day after day. But if the crops don't come in, if there's bad weather, if you have a drought, it's all for nothing.
Well, I remember back in high school, it was like, dude, don't mess with that dude. He's farm strong, we used to call him.
Oh, yeah.
Country strong. He's country strong.
Right.
He's throwing bales of hay, getting up at 5 in the morning. Dude, you worked before breakfast.
Right.
So you worked, and then you heard the ding, 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 come on in for breakfast, and you ate. And you ate and ate. What a lineup.
Eventually,
so I guess it was a two-day. They raised only $9 million. That doesn't seem like a lot, I guess.
Eventually, there was a farm aid that hit here in October 1st.
Oh, that's right.
1995. Me and my buddy Todd Hawkins actually got there, and we had backstage passes. We were standing next to the stage. We were making fun of people wearing the they had just gotten out of a van. Some of them had, like, these dashikis on and all this other stuff. We're like, who are these people? And we started making jokes on them. About, I don't know, an hour later, we saw the people dressed the same on stage, and it was Dave Matthews. We're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't have made fun of them. That was actually the 10th anniversary. It was October 1st, 1995, and it was at Old Cardinals Stadium, which I used to love seeing shows there. Saw the Stones there, Jimmy Buffett. So many great shows at Cardinals Stadium, Old Cardinals Stadium, not even to mention the
Did you drive the weasel van out of there that night?
Yes, I did.
Yes, because I remember looking and asking someone at the station who the hell was driving the weasel van.
That was
me. Because it was driving out of the fairgrounds like a bat out of hell, kicking up gravel and dirt.
That was me.
And there was music blaring from it. And
it wasn't our station either.
Who the hell is that? And somebody's like, some Dwight guy is in the morning show.
And I used to get reprimanded constantly because I would leave the outside speakers on. I was notorious for listening to B96. And I would get reprimanded. Why are you listening to other people's? It's okay if you listen.
Stupid.
If you listen to other stations, don't blare it out of the side speakers of the van. I'm like, well,
why did we keep you?
I have no idea. I wasn't doing it on purpose. It was all accidental. So anyway, today the 35th anniversary of Farm Aid. 80,000 people joined together. Man,
what a lineup!
What a show! What a lineup!
Wow.
Good for everybody involved. But how about that, man? That is a way to kick off a series. It's still going on today.
Again, 35 years later and still have the same problems with farming. We talked about it this year. The tariffs have really hurt farmers because they can't sell to China. And it's been billions of dollars of subsidies to sort of keep them afloat. But as I said previously, they're almost half the – I don't know why they call it arable. Why do they call farming land arable? Arable land in the world is here in America. Hey, you got what's wrong with China? They don't have farming land. Russia doesn't have farming land. I mean, you want to try to farm in Siberia? It doesn't work. So, again, we have an advantage here in the United States. We could own the next century because we could feed the world. America, on its own, if you farmed it right, could feed the rest of the planet. And, by the way, make some money doing it. So we got to figure that one out for all our farmers.
Let's compare the first Farm Aid lineup, which we just heard. If you're just tuning in, Google it. And you're gonna be amazed. Let's compare that with this year's Farm Aid. This year it was at home because of COVID-19. Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young. The end.
That's it.
But last year's it's still not near as impressive.
Oh,
Willie
yeah.
Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds, Bonnie Raitt.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, Tony. Because normally,
where are these
festivals get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Hold
right?
on. All right. Why? Why? Because these country music tight T-shirt hat on backwards guys that are in love with their girlfriend and they can't live without them instead of being drunk and mean and running their car into a lake and almost drowning, those guys now are not doing the damn festival.
Right.
That's why the damn festival is the old timers.
They're too good for it.
They're too good for the farmers.
If it wasn't for Farm Aid Louisville, Kentucky, I never would have made out. I never would have made out with a teacher while her daughter looked at us. True story.
And you had to take it right there.
Yeah, I did. All right, Shirley's Way, baby. Oh, my gosh, how I love Shirley's Way. They do so much good for the neighborhood. Please support one of the fastest-growing charities in Louisville. I have seen the miracles that they have done for so many families in their darkest, worst hour of their life. Shirley's Way provides for your neighbors, and you can support them by going out and having a good time and winning money. That's right, win some money. I'm talking about Shirley's Way Gaming Room. Gaming is here in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's at 10966 Dixie Highway right next to Khalil's. It's a licensed organization, 2527, and listen to this. If that wasn't enough that you could have fun, win money, and help out your neighbors, listen to this. Their machines are set up with a 90% payoff rate.
Say what?
I said it, man. A 90% payoff rate when you go and you game with Shirley's Way. You have fun, you win money, and you support your neighbors. Help out families in their darkest hour by supporting Shirley's Way. Shirley's Way, I love you. Mwah.
Back after this, keep where you got it. News Radio 840 WHS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.